At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I think I figured out that saying.
Go ahead.
Ignorance is no excuse under the law.
Okay.
Just because you didn't know it was illegal.
Still illegal.
Yeah, it doesn't mean you're not in trouble.
Okay.
This story is the opposite of that saying.
Oh.
Because this woman would know maybe better than anyone.
I'm just going to do it, though.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, how would she know?
Well, because we sit here today with the most interesting Mom Vic story we've ever had.
Oh.
Because this woman was running to be the law.
Oh.
And today, she is accused of breaking it.
What'd she do?
Big time. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. We'll jump right into it. So for those who are new to the show, we have a term we use here in the break room for women who get caught stealing money from their jobs, charities, towns, villages, etc. We call them...
a mom vic.
Mom vics. Women between like 30 and 80... because no one suspects this nice woman of being capable of stealing, get to rob wherever they work totally blind. Because as you say, Tommy, nobody would suspect your mom.
They fly under the radar.
And it's a crazy phenomenon that we've seen happen in our area over and over and over again. So with that being said, we need to introduce you to a woman named Jessica Sachs.
Sachs?
Sachs. She is an attorney and a big time one.
Oh.
Not only is she a lawyer... but she was the former chief attorney for the Schuyler and Chemung County Children's Law Office. That's east of us. On top of that, back in 2019, she ran for county judge.
Damn.
So this woman, she's a mover, she's a shaker, and she knows the law. This week, she was arrested after police say she stole money from the New York State court system.
Okay.
Authorities say she took almost $20,000. By falsifying receipts, inflating bills.
Oh, so this was like it just fell on the floor.
No. It was
you had to do a little work.
Yeah.
They also say she straight up forged things to get the cash that she was not entitled to. They also say the funds she took were meant for other employees not related to her role. So it's not even like she had a bunch of money in a department.
Yeah, this was supposed to go towards other people.
Exactly. And they say she did this whole thing while working for the state Supreme Court.
Oh, my God. You talk about inside.
Yeah.
So is she going bad?
I mean, she took $20,000, according to police. She's facing grand larceny.
She blew up her whole life.
Yeah. Literally.
I mean, it's all over.
Yep. Which is why
this
might be the most fascinating Mom Vic story we've ever seen. I mean, look, it's not close to the most money we've ever seen taken. We've been in the millions before.
Yeah.
It's not the most elaborate scam we've ever seen. But to your point. This woman was working as a lawyer for the state of New York, and she allegedly stole cash knowing exactly what the potential punishment would be for her if she got caught.
And she thought she could pull it off, obviously.
I mean, you wouldn't
But she
it.
Knows how the system works.
Thank
right,
you.
Right.
Thank you.
Like, you said this is what she does to stop this.
No one knows the consequences better than this
woman. So it has to be complete just Arrogance.
I mean, but it goes, it goes past arrogance.
Audacity. I don't know what the
second audacity dropped this morning.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Who said it?
I said audacity earlier.
Oh, that's where I got it from. I thought it was my word of the day.
Are you okay?
No. I'm old.
I mean, look, to your point, with the arrogance and audacity, that's three.
Wow.
This woman not only knows the punishment, right, that would happen if she's caught, if the allegations are true, she also knows exactly how they're going to investigate what she did.
But she thinks she's smarter than that.
She knows this crime at every level.
Exactly.
But she has to think, well, no, I know how this works. I'll work around it.
Okay.
I can cover it up.
So then does that make her a bad lawyer? If you knew how they were going to come for you and you believed you were going to be able to cover your tracks, you know, if the allegations
And you got nabbed.
It makes you like a really bad lawyer.
I would think so. But she rose through the ranks.
She did.
Yeah.
I mean, at some point, you think people would have just, you know, knocked her out of the game.
I mean, you know.
I mean, she rose high.
Yeah, no. Look, I don't disagree with you. But, I mean, we see people work their whole careers. Nothing that would suggest they ever did anything illegal. And then all of a sudden, after 30 years, boom, something happened.
Yeah.
And again, we don't know if the allegations are true, if there's outside factors.
I mean, she could be desperate. Something could have happened.
Sure, but still.
I mean, it could be greed.
You know, going back to something you said before.
Yeah.
And again, we're talking about this woman, 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Her name is Jessica Sachs. She is an attorney, lawyer, was the chief attorney for the Schuyler and Chemung County Children's Law Offices just east of us back in 2019. She ran for county court judge. Police say she took $20,000 through forgery, falsifying records, inflated bills from the state court system. She did this, according to police, while working for the state Supreme Court. So like you said, if she's convicted, her job is gone. I would also assume any ambition she had for running again for public office would be shot in the air.
Yeah.
Although with other politicians we've seen, maybe not. But the biggest kick in the ass here.
What do you think?
Tommy, if the average mom, Vic, that we've seen in the past gets arrested for stealing, her name ends up in the news. She most likely avoids jail time.
Yeah.
She will have restitution to pay, but she goes about her life. Like, eventually that woman, that mom vict, will find another job and remain anonymous. This lawyer, if she is convicted, not only is losing the job that she has, she can be disbarred.
Yeah, so she blew up her whole life.
Yeah, and that's kept from being a lawyer legally ever again. So she couldn't even go work in the private sector. And think about the amount of money and time that goes into not only a law degree, but having to pass the bar to legally work as a lawyer.
So if you get busted out and you're disbarred, can you still be like work in a law firm, but just.
Are you talking about, what do you call that, a junior lawyer?
Yeah. What do you call that? What's the name?
Paralegal.
Yeah. Is that what it is?
I'm going to guess you lose all access to anything like that.
No, because you're not a lawyer anymore. You're just doing the paperwork and the grunt work.
Well, but who's going to hire you?
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Can you still work in a law office?
Because you still have the legal mind.
Yeah.
You know, you'd probably be one of the best.
It's a great question. Being one of the best paralegals ever.
Yeah, because you know.
What's the difference like in pay between a paralegal and a lawyer?
I'm sure it's way low.
Well, maybe there are really good paralegals.
Yeah, but you wouldn't be making as much as like the big guys on the door.
Well, okay. You do this every time. You realize for every big guy on the door that you see on TV, there are like 1,000 other lawyers in your community.
Yeah.
I don't think you do.
But those guys don't make much. Because Big Daddy makes all the money.
Well, no, they make
Big Daddy law firm.
You're still making like 6 figures minimum.
Doing
as a lawyer?
I know a couple of lawyers that make that much money.
Yeah, but they're friends with you.
That's true.
Salary for a paralegal ranges from about $48,000 to $68,000.
Okay.
All right, so it's an average good salary.
Yeah, I mean, that is right around average American salary. Yeah. Sound there.
All right. Yeah. So she's got that going for her.
To illustrate how poor the risk versus reward is in this story, because you know we are a huge risk versus reward show.
This is a deep cut.
How much money do you think the average person right now, 252-WCMF, would have to get to risk their career?
Oh.
Like hypothetically.
Well, it'd also be over a certain period of time, too, because that number might sound big, but if it's spread out, you know, 5 years.
But let's say, all right, let's even say, Kimmy, for the hypothetical conversation, it's a straight payout one time. Tommy, you get handed X amount of money, but if anyone you work with ever finds out about it, not only are you fired from your job, you will never be able to work in that field ever again.
Okay.
How much money would that have to be?
$100,000.
Wait, that's it?
Yeah.
But I think if you go too high, you feel like it's a little scarier. You may not take it if it sounds, if the amount sounds too high, you might think, well, I'm absolutely going to get caught with this.
All right,
or the stakes are higher.
All right. Well, I'll ask you this thing. I mean, you got to pick a number. You got to give me a number. You get handed X amount of money, but if you're ever caught, you can never work in this industry ever again. What is that number?
I don't know. Because I'm such a scaredy cat when it comes to doing anything wrong at work.
Yeah, but you don't make any money.
Yeah, I know.
So go big. What do you care?
Well, she's afraid of getting caught. Know.
So what?
I'm afraid of getting caught. I don't want to go to jail.
Oh, you're not going to go to jail for long. You're a girl.
All right, let's take even jail out.
Get a girl jail.
Yeah. Let's take jail out of it. There will be no punishment. You get to keep the money. But you don't get to work in this industry ever again.
Well, then I guess it would have to be enough that I felt like I could live off of for a little while.
And so you'd be like, willing to walk away from this job, the fun that you have every day?
I mean, you're asking me to put an amount on it. I don't know what that amount is.
Okay. Would you take, if you got a one-time check for $1 million, would you walk away?
$1 million?
Would you walk away from this industry forever?
If you handed me $1 million.
But you can never work in this industry again.
Find something else.
For $1 million, I'd walk away from just about everything.
That puts me so far ahead in life.
Yeah. I think how hard and long you had to work.
Yeah.
To save $1 million.
I understand. By the way, you're going to lose your job within like the next 2 weeks. We got that new boss.
Oh, yeah.
No, but like, think about this.
Yeah.
You love this job, Tommy, more than anything in the world.
Oh, yeah.
It's not real work. Like, we don't have real work to do.
No.
True.
You get $1 million, but then eventually you're going to have to go get another regular job.
Sure, like,
but I
also have
job.
$1 million.
Okay.
You live off of that for the rest of your life.
By the way, you haven't thought about the taxes.
Ooh,
the taxes.
No taxes.
No, it didn't say no taxes.
It's stolen money.
No, you got to pay. It says on your W-2.
How much money have you stolen this year?
There really is a thing for that. Illegal gains.
All right.
I don't think I would take $1 million on this job. I don't think I would do it.
Man, it's hard to turn down $1 million.
Bro, I've had real jobs.
I know.
Yeah. I don't want those jobs.
Right.
Those jobs are not fun. This job is fun.
Well, you're young.
Between... like right up until 6 and then right after 10 o'clock. This job is really fun.
What's wrong with the other person?
I don't know.
Really?
Yeah.
That's odd.
Isn't it weird?
You should look into that.
Like, it would have to be like, you never have to work ever again.
That's $1 million.
No, bro, I can't. $1 million will not keep me from
working.
You can
spend $100,000 a year for the rest of your life.
But think of how much pressure it takes off of you in every situation.
As far as what?
I don't know, saving money.
It's like the ultimate FU money.
No, but Kimmy,
if something happens that you got to pay for, I don't really have to worry about it right now. I got the money.
Okay, but then
I just think, in every other aspect of life, it makes you so much more comfortable. I know you have to go back and work somewhere else, but maybe, you know, I don't have to rely on that job as much as I would have to rely on a job before the $1 million.
Like, you would blow that money so hard. Like, you would be a Walmart greeter. Like, within 6 months.
In a golden vest that says King Tomas on
and
it.
And compression socks.
Because you're making $15 an hour in your golden vest.
How about when I pull up in my Lamborghini? In my golden vest.
All right, let's take a break.
All right.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City. Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
You are going to look so stupid.
Who?
Whenever Bigfoot comes up on the show, Tommy,
yeah,
you become a little-ass, big-ass bitch. We know our area is one of the hottest in the United States.
Oh, my God, loaded with them.
For Bigfoot sightings, legitimately.
Yeah.
So that means New York State, in all likelihood, would be the state to blow this thing wide open. Well, guess what, buddy?
What's that?
In a few weeks, all those questions you thought made your argument about Bigfoot not existing rock solid are going to blow up in your stupid face.
You said in a few weeks.
Yeah. Yeah.
How does that work?
You hang it out in the break room. It's just classic rock, 96.5 WCMF. We'll jump right into it.
Yeah.
Here are the facts.
All right. Give me the facts, buddy.
Between Brockport and Buffalo, there have been dozens of Bigfoot sightings over the last 40 years. When we have talked about this in the past, people have called our show who have witnessed these. In fact, we broke down like documented sightings, and some of the people who were in those documented sightings called our show to describe what they saw. They passionately told us what they witnessed, said that they were not people that normally believed in this stuff, but said this thing had
to be
real.
They saw this giant man beast.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. What they said. And Tommy, when they told you this,
I laughed.
You didn't believe them.
I laughed in their face, Patrick. Laughed.
You called them suckers, stupid.
Jive ass sucker, sucker.
And the biggest argument you've always made that Bigfoot does not exist is not only have we not seen a Bigfoot,
we have not seen a dead body, a dump, Bigfoot's kids.
Nothing.
Who's he dating? How is he? Is he getting any federal assistance? Do they vote? This has got to be the most elusive animal on the planet.
Yeah, it would be. It would be.
Oh, no, it is.
Yeah. Well, guess what?
What?
An exhibit at the New York State Fair is about to put your argument to rest.
Well, if the State Fair is doing it, you know it's legit.
Charles Snake Stewart is a cryptozoologist and Bigfoot hunter.
Mm.
He lives in Saranac Lake.
Would you say cryptozoologist?
Cryptozoologists. They study
mythical creatures.
Yeah, so Loch Ness Monster, Bigfoot. But they don't look at them
as. That's what it was called.
Yeah, they don't look at them as mystical, Kimmy. They look at them as legitimate animals. Cryptozoologists. He lives in Saranac Lake.
Where all the nuts live.
And he's got a Bigfoot.
He's a mountain nut.
Where, are you going to let me
go? I look straight into the belly of the beast. I'll tell you that, son.
Solid evidence here.
He has a Bigfoot.
I said, get the goddamn bear off my property.
See, this is how I know you're scared, because you won't let me give you the details.
No, I'm listening, listen. To Snake Guy.
Charles Snake Stewart says he and his team discovered the...
He's got a team of idiots?
Well, yeah, they're a cryptozoology team.
Gotcha.
He and his team discovered the remains of a Bigfoot deep in the Adirondack Mountains in the fall of 2024. And this body of the Bigfoot will be on display at the upcoming New York State Fair.
So they put it in the with all the other hoaxes they're going to be showing you?
What other hoax would that be?
Anything you want.
So make come up with another one.
It's a hoax. You just make it up.
Is there a tent of like, you know, circus-like things?
I don't think they do that anymore.
Well, I don't know. Where is this
thing
going?
They got Jimmy Hoffa in there, Amelia Earhart. They're all in there.
So this Bigfoot body viewing will be a separate exhibit. And if you want to lay eyes.
So this would be the first known corpse.
Yes, of a Bigfoot.
Of a Bigfoot.
Of a Bigfoot.
So this would be worth billions of dollars.
Potentially.
No. It is, because you could
you'd
be able to do the research.
You're just making stuff up.
You finally have something to research.
Yeah, well, no, I mean.
How this thing exists.
Again, if you would let me tell you the story, I can give you
this
the details.
This primitive man beast.
You would feel like you're going to, like, Bigfoot's wake or something.
It actually is Bigfoot's wake.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it is a separate exhibit from the New York State Fair.
So, but it's on the property.
It is on the properties. But if you want to go see it, go lay your eyes on the body of Bigfoot. It will cost you an extra $9.31. Which is pretty good value.
That's a good value for a hoax.
All right, so Snake says they have done a ton of research into this Bigfoot body that they found.
Yeah.
They say they've preserved tissue, they sent it away for DNA testing, and they got the results back.
Wait, what do they say?
According to him, the Bigfoot, which, by the way, they have named Dak.
Dak?
Has a, quote, profound connection to the Netherlands.
To the Netherlands, so he's a Viking. So he walked all the way over here from the Netherlands?
Well, I mean, the Vikings
Dutch?
Were from the Netherlands, right?
I don't know. Or I thought they were like...
Minnesota?
Yeah. No, I thought they were like from Finland.
It's all like the same up there, right?
Yeah.
Sorry, Netherlands, Finland, Sweden. Yeah. What's the difference?
So is it a skeleton?
It says body. It says remains of Bigfoot.
Damn.
Yeah.
How old?
Don't know.
In his 40s? Wearing Crocs?
The media is going to get an advanced viewing of the Bigfoot body exhibit before it kicks off at the fair. So we should know more about this.
If you're in the media,
there
you got to go.
Pictures.
You know you're not sending your top people to do this.
To see the body of Bigfoot for the first time?
Yeah. You're sending the street kid.
Of course you're sending your top people.
I'm Josh about here now. Yeah. A lot of people here this afternoon. We're going to go look at it here in just a minute, though.
Why'd you name him Josh?
Because every kid on TV right now is named Josh. Or Keelan.
Keelan?
Hey, Keelan. I'm Keelan over here for 13 Wham. Big line here. There's got to be 7-8 people here right now if you include our crew.
So to quote Snake about this exhibit, do not squander your chance to be among the privileged few to witness history. Prepare to believe. Prepare to be astounded.
Astounded. Welcome to the Midway.
All right, I'm going to start with Kimmy.
Yeah.
The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. With this cryptozoologist who claims he has Bigfoot's body that will be on display at the New York State Fair for an extra $9.31 for you to lay eyes on. On a percentage scale of 0 to 100%, 100% being this body is definitely real, what percent, in your opinion, is this legit?
I'm going to say, I'm always going to give it a chance.
Okay.
So I will say 2%.
That's not much of a chance.
2%. Well, it's not zero.
But it's not zero.
So I turn to you, Tommy.
Yeah.
A nation turns its furry eyes to you.
Yeah.
0 to 100 chance that this is legit.
0.0.
You don't want to give it a... Bro, there has to be some chance.
Hey, I'm sure it's something that's dead.
What is it?
It's not that.
Okay. Did you not hear me tell you about the DNA test?
Maybe there are some things that are unexplainable, which is... giving me a little bit of a percentage.
Here's the thing. Everything on this planet is explainable.
That's not true.
Science could tell you exactly anything you could see,
giant percentage
touch,
of the ocean.
Taste.
Uh-huh. He's just talking.
They will tell you how it happened, why it's here.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. I think that there are some things that they're still researching.
If we're going to talk about
figuring it out.
If we're going to say everything on this planet is explainable, explain to me how you've had this job for 30-something years and have never been fired.
Well, that one they're still working on.
The cryptozoologist cannot get results for that. No, man. I mean, it is ignorant of you. And I know we have this argument every time it comes up. It is so ignorant of you. A man who does not have a real high school education to say everything that we know about this earth, we already know.
Science knows what they're doing.
Bro, science continues to evolve.
Yeah.
And I'm not someone who believes in Bigfoot. But for you to be like, we know everything.
If we already knew everything there is to know, wouldn't we be like done with science?
We kind of are done with science. That's why we're going to space now. Look around there.
They discover new species of animals all the time.
But they got to go so deep. They don't have to go to the Adirondacks.
There's a lot of the Adirondacks that is barely covered.
Are you kidding me?
Not kidding.
Every inch of New York State
has been mapped
and searched.
You don't
and sketched.
Hey, okay,
they can't even find a mountain lion.
Thank you.
Roaming around the city,
they got drones mapping stuff out. They know it's.
Let's go back
Lewis and Clark. How come? All right, how come Lewis and Clark didn't run into one?
How do you know they didn't?
They would have talked about
it. They never came back.
Lewis and Clark came back.
No, they never came back. Thought he was a goner. Lewis and Clark died.
No.
Yeah.
They both came back.
No, they're not alive.
They
have
found,
died.
Like,
Lewis and Clark
died.
Came back
right?
And one committed suicide.
No, yeah, because the other one died on the way back. Yeah, it was over there. It's like, I can't live with these Bigfoot secrets that I have. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. A cryptozoologist named Charles Snake Stewart claims he has the body of a Bigfoot. He is a Bigfoot hunter. He says that he and his team discovered this body deep in the Adirondacks in the fall of 2024. He says they sent DNA samples away to be tested. That this Bigfoot has a connection to the Netherlands, and you can lay eyes on the remains of Bigfoot for for $9.31 extra at the New York State Fair, 252 WCMF. Let's talk to Jeremy. Hey, Jeremy. What's up, buddy?
So science has answered everything, right, Tommy? Mr. Read One Book, Read Them All?
Yes.
You have this all figured out. Listen, I found tickets for $7.18. I don't know where you're getting your $9 inflated prices. You have to read the description very carefully. It says remains. It does not say body. That could be anything from a piece of a toenail to a section of a bone to a hair. You may be entering a pavilion to look at something, you know, less disastrous than Tommy's head of hair. You know, you could be looking at nothing here. If this was real, you would write a paper about it. You would send this sample out to multiple labs to have this tested. And you would be at the forefront of genetics and zoology and science at this point. You're selling tickets for the Midway at the New York State Fair.
That's legit.
You got to get started somewhere, man.
That's
you
where that fat lady is.
You know, no, surgeons don't just jump into surgery the first day of medical school. I'm just saying.
In 1937, there was a guy fishing off the coast of Indonesia. Lone fisherman.
Teddy?
Nobody knew his name.
Teddy. My name is Teddy.
Tommy, stay with me, Tommy.
He caught a coelacanth, which they thought was an extinct fish. He became like an international superstar at that point. So don't tell me you have to start from somewhere. You can be anyone if you have solid, complete evidence, peer-reviewed, and people agree on it. Then you are the man, or the woman, or the person, whatever you want to be.
Or the Bigfoot.
Or the Bigfoot. Yeah, I mean.
I found myself.
All right, let me ask you this question then. Because you said, you know, you bring up a good point. It did say remains, so it could be any part of whatever this thing they think is Bigfoot could be. All right, Tommy?
Yeah.
Let's start with you.
Yeah.
$9.31. Mm-hmm. They can definitively prove it, but it's just a pile of Bigfoot's pubes. Would you pay $9.31 to see Bigfoot's pubes?
Yeah, why not?
Would you get embarrassed when they found them in your teeth on the way out?
You wouldn't know the difference between that and Pat's mom.
What the hell, man?
Oh, my God, got you, baby.
Jeremy, great to talk to you, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
See you, Dick.
The only reason I did that joke with Jeremy on the line. Okay.
Yeah.
Whatever this exhibit is, it is a throwback to the early days of carnivals, right?
Oh, yeah.
The sideshow?
The bearded lady and all that stuff. The world's tallest man.
Well, give me your mics off. Radio, ladies and gentlemen.
I was on the phone. But that's why I was wondering, like, do they have something like this every year? Like,
it's a freak show.
Something in, like, a hidden tent that you got to pay to see, like, some, like, Ripley's Believe It or Not kind of stuff.
I didn't think they did. That's like old country fairs, but I didn't think, like, big fairs now have still had freak shows.
Well, Zach, I don't think they have, as you put them, freak shows.
Yeah.
I don't think we use that term anymore, other than to describe what we do in this room.
But, I mean, if you saw an oddity, you know, oddities of the world, freaks.
Yeah.
Freak
no,
show.
I get you. No. You know, here's a better way to put it. Then I'll go back and say it the way I did before. No, you're right. I mean, you know, you brought up the bearded lady, like the world's fattest man, right? Like, but here's the thing. All of those people were actual people.
Well, Lobster Boy was a legitimate guy.
You're obsessed with Lobster Boy. Can you explain to people who may not know who Lobster Boy
is? So Lobster Boy was a guy that had, basically, he was born, deformed, and his hands looked like lobster claws. And he made a living his entire life as Lobster Boy. His entire life. And the weird thing was he wanted to have a child with the same deformity so he could continue the legend. Like, he tried to have another kid with this deformity. It's like the craziest story.
But, I mean, that guy actually had that.
Oh, yeah. He lived in Gibson, Florida.
Exactly. So, like, for you to say, like, there's
it's not like you can say it didn't exist.
Exactly.
No, but, but he was around.
Yeah.
But the point I'm making is you say there's no way this is real, whatever it is in here. Those people, the bearded lady, the world's fattest man, although not the world's fattest, tall, short, whatever, conjoined twins.
Yeah.
You know, as bad as it was that they had these people on display for amusement, those people did exist.
They did.
So.
They did.
Ah.
Okay.
There
you go.
By the way, you said you were surprised that stuff like this still exists. So maybe it's less on humans and more on just like nature stuff.
Because okay.
Zach writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. He says, I played this game at the fair before. Paid $5 to see the world's largest rat. Ended up being a capybara.
Oh,
that's a South American thing?
Capybara, looks like the world's largest rat.
Yeah. I think it's part of the rodent family, but it isn't like a big-ass rat.
So they do have something like this.
Yeah.
regularly.
Okay, but
so it's like animal freaks, like a two-headed snake.
Animal
and crap
freaks.
Like.
Okay.
Animal
freaks.
Well, you could call them animal freaks, can't you?
I don't know.
Like a goat with two heads.
Like weird artifacts or something.
Have you seen those goats with two heads?
No, I just...
No, they exist.
Well, I'm sure everything has two heads.
No, I'm saying
I've seen... One of, what, you saw a goat with two heads just walking around?
There was not in person, but I've seen videos of them.
Oh, well, yeah. I got it.
But, like, you know, the way the body goes, like, they can't even look at each other. So, like, I always
wonder. Wait, wait a minute. Wait.
No, like, they're,
well,
so
yeah,
the necks go off to the side.
Because they can't turn.
And I've always wondered, does this goat know he has another goat attached
probably
to his head?
Not.
Well, yeah, they talk to each other.
Goats.
They can hear each other.
Well, yeah, but how does he know that's not just another goat that's constantly
following
him?
Oh, okay.
No, like,
that would drive you crazy. You just run around in circles.
The point I'm getting at.
Yeah, your body's constantly being pulled in a different direction.
What?
The point I'm getting at is. You know, with humans, we have the ability to understand that if you are a conjoined twin, that person next to you is connected to you.
Yeah.
I saw a video of two conjoined twins the other day. One of them smoked a cigarette. The other exhaled the smoke.
No.
I swear to God. I swear to God. But like with the goat, they don't have the self-awareness, I wouldn't think, that there's another goat on them.
Yeah, because you'd be like, are you smoking? By the way, what do you do with your free time?
Watch Instagram.
This is a lot.
That's a lot of freaky things you're looking at online, bro.
Oh, okay, so I'm not going to lie to you. I have a...
Smoking?
You go down a weird algorithm there.
So there was a documentary when we were kids that was very popular, and maybe it was a little after your time. There were these two teenage girls that were conjoined twins.
Okay.
And this thing ran on HBO like all the time when I was a kid. So I watched it like 50 times.
Yeah.
And these girls are now grown up, but they were my age.
I know what twins you're talking about.
Okay, so there you go. And there was another set of twins that were trying to be country singers.
Oh, okay.
You remember them?
Yeah.
Okay. So, like, I've always had, because I watched this documentary so many times, a fascination with the idea that you could be connected to somebody. Like,
it is crazy.
Because, like, okay, those teenage twins that were teenagers when I was teenagers,
they
just got married, but only one of them got married.
Yeah.
How does
they share genitals.
How does that work?
That's what I have a lot of questions, but I don't want to be disrespectful.
I mean, that dude is weird.
You fall in love with somebody.
Bro, that's a freak fetish.
No, it's...
Like, you banging and your sister's right here, and I'm sharing one vagina.
Do they not deserve love and pleasure?
What about her? What if she don't like that guy?
That's what's fascinating to me. Because, again, they made it clear, I am marrying him.
Yeah.
And, like, if the other one wants to get married and you share genitals, that means, like...
How does, like, intimacy work?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. You put a blindfold on?
No, let's say she's, you know... Navaruin over here, and you're trying to watch Netflix. Jesus Christ, man. Will you knock it off?
You don't have to do the whole thing. No, but that's what I mean.
Spilled my popcorn all over the place.
You did this. You brought this up.
That's not fascinating to you?
It is fascinating.
That you as...
It is, but I don't want to say anything because I feel like it's just going to keep going off the tracks.
No, I won't say a word. Go ahead.
252 WCMF. Just to wrap up this whole Bigfoot thing again. We started this conversation. There is a Bigfoot, according to Charles Snake Stewart, a cryptozoologist. He lives in Saranac Lake. He claims he and his team found the remains of this Bigfoot in the Adirondack Mountains in the fall of 2024. It's an extra exhibit inside the fair, so your standard admission will not get you. You have to pay an extra $9.31, although I heard from Jeremy, you can find $7 in some tickets online. Tommy does not believe this is even close to a remote possibility.
Right.
Pete's on CMF. Hey, Pete, how are you, buddy?
Hey, what's up?
What up?
Hey, the minute you find a piece of DNA or anything on one of the Bigfoots, it's national news. It's not going to be. Nobody's going to keep it quiet. Let's put it that way.
Okay. All right, man. I guess you got it all figured out, Pete.
You're damn right I do.
I just heard about it on the radio. You just heard about it on the radio. You know about it. I know about it. Tommy knows about it. Kimmy knows about it.
Yeah, Tommy's right again, huh?
Look at that.
Wait. You're telling me you think Tommy might be right that Bigfoot isn't going to be at the New York State Fair?
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, Pete.
I think he's opening up for Larry the Cable Guy.
Pete, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. By the way, Larry the Cable Guy, we'll keep in contact with Bigfoot. Not you.
Yeah.
Bigfoot.
Yes.
All right, let's take a break.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent.
That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
There are two kinds of people here and no one in the middle.
Okay.
Folks that may even try to go to this show
yeah.
to see this once-in-a-lifetime collaboration that will never, ever happen again. And folks who, if they were at this show and this were to happen, would be furious that they spent this much money to watch these guys ruin it. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. So like we told you this morning, tonight is the return of the blue and red scrimmage at Highmark Stadium. So the Bills are not at Fisher today for practice.
Yeah.
They are off tomorrow, and they're back Sunday. But if you were looking for something to do other than Bills stuff Saturday, we got some great news.
Oh, what's going on?
The Killers are coming to CMAC, and the Killers, I think, are most well-known for this hit they had like 20 years ago. You remember this one?
Kind of.
This was a huge hit. I just can't wait. Just killing me.
Oh, so you're going to ruin it now.
And taking control. Okay, so for those, we pull it down right as everyone's favorite part.
Yeah.
It has become a tradition at Highmark Stadium during Bills games where it is apparent the Bills are going to win to play that song.
Okay.
And the whole stadium sings along, as do all the players on the field.
Oh, kind of become like their rally song.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it became a thing a couple of years ago when I believe it was Dawson Knox and Dalton Kincaid.
No, Kincaid wasn't here.
Okay.
It would have been Matt Barkley. He was swinging around.
No, that was Renegade in Pittsburgh. Long story short, players were caught while mic'd up singing the song when it was playing over the loudspeaker. It became a tradition.
Okay.
And it is now something all the players participate in during the game.
Cute.
So with that being said, there was speculation when the show was announced, knowing that the Killers would be at CMAC and the Bills would be at training camp.
Oh, here we go.
That the biggest of Bills would be traveling not only to watch the concert, but to join the Killers on stage.
Oh, they'll walk out.
To sing the song. Mm-hmm. In fact, this rumor has gotten so big.
How big is it?
Dawson Knox, Bills tight end, was asked at Josh Allen's wedding if this was going to happen. To quote Dawson Knox back then, there has been some talk about it.
It's going to happen.
It's going to happen?
It's going to happen.
I kind of have a funny feeling. Like, even if they're not on stage, I mean, which why wouldn't they be if they're there? I think that there are going to be some Bills there that
they'll
show
be on stage.
Up.
They're going on stage. And actually, Kimmy just put the puzzle pieces together perfectly as to why it's absolutely going to happen.
With Hard Knocks being there
this year,
they always look for those side stories and guys doing stuff off the field. This is like the perfect situation.
All right, so let's say you've got Dawson Knox, Dalton Kincaid, Josh Allen, Deion Dawkins, not Matt Milano because he doesn't know how to speak apparently. They're on stage at CMAC during that song. I would argue, apologies to deep hard fans of the Killers, that is their song. That there will be half the audience is there just to hear that song. All right. Tommy, if those Bills superstars end up on stage to sing that song, does it make the show? Or does it ruin the show?
It ruins the show if they start singing. If they just walk out, because remember I told you I saw that Tim McGraw show here in town.
Yep.
And Jim Kelly walked out on stage, but it was like in the middle of a set. I mean, in between tunes, he brought him out a beer. They both drank a beer and they handed it to the audience, and he just left.
Yeah.
Perfect. But he didn't stick around to sing.
Yeah.
If they stick around and sing, it's going to suck.
There's no way
it's not cute to the people that came here to see the Killers.
But this is a song that everybody in the audience will also be singing.
Yeah, but not into a microphone.
No.
I think they got to be. If they're just out there to wave and shake the guy's hand in between tunes, great.
No, I kind of want to see him sing.
You want?
Yeah.
First of all, they can't sing.
There's no way they're not singing into a microphone.
You think?
It's going to happen. The Killers, the Killers kind of owe them here. Not to sound like a dick, I know there are fans of the Killers, but the Bills doing this.
The Killers owe them?
Yes, the Bills doing this kind of brought that song back into the.
Well,
like,
it became
like a viral thing.
Yeah.
Oh.
TikTok, buddy. Check it out.
All right. Go ahead, ruin my show.
If I was at any concert of somebody I was a fan of, if anybody got up on stage from any franchise, any professional athlete, any celebrity, like, I'm kind of excited because I'm getting something unique and different.
But you're not getting anything. They're just going to stand there. You can watch them at a stadium
cool
with a baseball
because you get to
bat.
Say you were there for that show. They didn't do that at other shows.
Okay, I disagree with you, and here's why. I get it. Look, we may
because, you see those viral videos all the time of, like, an actress or an actor that's on stage.
Look
with
at me.
Singer.
I'm cool. I get to do everything,
but
man.
It's kind of like it's an exciting thing. Like, ooh, who's going to pop up on stage?
See this guy you like? I could touch him. Look at me. We're shaking hands, man.
I think it's more than that, because I know you hate rich people, even though you were born a spoiled-ass rich kid and you live in the most affluent town on your wife's dime, but that's a whole other conversation. Yeah. Okay. Kimmy, I know you are blinded. Let me try this again. With the Bills potentially being on stage Saturday night to sing Mr. Brightside with the Killers. Let's say, Kimmy, Springsteen is coming to Toronto.
Sure.
He's going to play the Rogers Center, the old Sky Dome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we're going to go up. Yeah. And I love Springsteen. You hate him, but you're coming for some
reason. Yeah.
Born to Run.
Yeah.
It's the quintessential Bruce song. And again,
people love to sing it.
All right. Right before Born to Run comes on, he goes, I want to invite my friends out here. A couple of Toronto Blue Jays, Rochester Zone, Ernie
you
Clement.
You would be excited?
Vlad Guerrero Jr. and Vladdy and Ernie Clement and those guys.
This is a sing-along kind of song.
They're going to sing Born to Run into a microphone. No, I would be out of my mind.
No,
I would
be so excited.
I came here to watch you sing
it's
your
song.
I would be pissed.
I disagree here. I think this is like the fun part of the concert. I don't need you to sing it perfectly.
Hold on.
I just want to be a part of the fun.
You went to an iconic show. In an iconic building. You went to see Paul McCartney at the Dome.
I did.
And saw Sir Paul's out there. Yep. I'm going to bring out my girlfriend right now.
Yeah.
I've known you a long time.
Yeah.
Jim Boeheim, get out of here, Jim Boeheim.
Listen.
Come on out of here, Jim. We're going to sing this dude. And Jim Boeheim's going to attempt to sing while he's digging in his ear, looking pissed off at the crowd.
I would be on the edge of my seat because I know this is a unique experience.
So he's gonna shut down. What did he close on? Maybe I'm Amazed?
Oh, gosh, I can't remember.
That's the McCartney song, right?
So you got Jim Boeheim out there going, I don't know what's going on. Digging my ear right now.
Oh, my God,
I just peed my pants. God.
If it's a hit that everybody's
what's your
into,
question over there?
Everybody's singing with,
well, you're trying
I don't
to
have
win
a
these
problem
games.
With
you're
it.
You're trying to get eight guys all in sync. Try it yourself.
Well, you know, that's why you kept losing. You were getting, you were getting penalized for having eight guys on the floor.
Yeah.
When you play basketball with five, you idiot. And you're dressed like a 1920s basketball coach.
You should know better.
You're crazy. I think you're crazy.
Jim Boeheim's
on like one song, one fun sing-along song, bring somebody up. I'm fully into it.
Because it's all for themselves. Like, the Killers don't need to be promoted anymore, right? They just sold the place out. The Bills don't need the promotion.
No,
none of this is necessary.
It's because they enjoy doing it.
It will blow up virally, so it will help the Killers.
It ain't going to help the Killers. They sold out. They're expensive.
But no, you're not wrong, because Kimmy just said lawn seats right now in the secondary market for the Killers.
The last time I looked, they were over $100.
Yeah.
Is that because people think the Bills are going?
I mean, this was a couple weeks ago, so I guess you could maybe still put two and two together.
Look,
there then. But
I'm not crapping on the Killers. I enjoy the Killers. I think they're very talented.
I think they
did
fine on their own, but with
that aspect, you're a big fan of the Killers.
I love the Killers, man.
Yeah. What's that other song they have?
Hey, Jim Boeheim, what you doing, baby?
Caleb writes us on Instagram.
Oh, Caleb.
Duffy at WCMF, easiest way to get us. He says, I love hearing Tommy do a bad impression of Paul McCartney doing a bad impression of Mick Jagger. No, look, I mean, there are going to be plenty of people at CMAC who are not sports fans, not Bills fans, that are there for the show.
Yes.
And I would understand if this happened and they were upset about
it. Yeah.
Totally. I mean, you paid money to see them do this.
Yeah.
And here comes Josh Allen and Deion Dawkins, although it will be fun to watch it if it does happen. I'm torn.
Good news. Lawn seats have dropped a little bit.
What are we looking at?
Still like $70.
For lawn seats.
Yeah, that's ridiculous, man.
Now, you're welcome.
From that band?
From Josh Allen. Wait, you just said you like the Killers.
I don't like the
Killers. They're a good band. They're tight.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I, that's
not Shut
my kind of,
up. You don't even know what you're talking about.
I'm so angry, man.
It's a great song. Yeah. I mean, it's like it is.
It sounds like music you'd hear on Friends.
No, it doesn't.
It does.
That's like a full 10 years. This is a great song.
How is this Friends music?
It's not. He doesn't know what he's talking about. He thinks everything after Dave Matthews Band is Dave Matthews Band.
You're bobbing your head.
Yeah, you are bobbing your head. Turn it up, Kimmy. Give it to him. I just can't look. It's killing me. Oh, wait. We didn't get to the good part.
By the way, this guy's got to be old.
Here comes a good part. Well, yes, so are you. This is what everybody loves.
Jealousy.
To the sea.
I don't even know the words. But
I can't even
figure. Neither do the Killers.
What are they saying?
But it's just the price of pay. Destiny is calling me. Oh, my God.
Killing my ears.
My ears hurt. They hurt real bad.
It's hurting them.
I'm the bright side.
Wow, 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 wow.
She turned it off. Wow, wow. I'm just doing this. Wow, wow, wow.
I can't listen to this.
Okay, like. You know, there are guys doing jobs this morning. Like, yeah, they have to wear hard hats so cement doesn't fall on their head. They got to wear respirators.
Yeah.
I got to take my headphones off because the Killers hurt.
You're killing
my ears.
You are.
It's killing his what?
His little baby ears.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.